بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بغض الذنب للمذنب. نهي أبي الدرداء وابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن سب المذنب. أخرج ابن عساكر عن أبي قلابة أن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه مر على رجل قد أصاب ذنبا فكانوا يسبونه، فقال: أرأيتم لو وجدتموه في قليب ألم تكونوا مستخرجيه؟ قالوا: بلى. قال: فلا تسبوا أخاكم واحمدوا الله الذي عافاكم. قالوا: أفلا تبغضوه؟ قال: إنما أبغض عمله فإذا تركه فهو أخي. سلامة الصدر من الغش والحسد. أخرج أحمد بإسناد حسن والنسائي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: كنا جلوسا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يطلع والآن عليكم رجل من أهل الجنة. فطلع رجل من الأنصار تنطف لحيته من وضوئه قد علق عليه بيده الشمال، فلما كان الغد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل ذلك، فطلع ذلك الرجل مثل مرة الأولى، فلما كان يوم الثالث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل مقالته أيضا، فطلع ذلك الرجل على مثل حاله الأول، فلما قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تبعه عبد الله بن عمر بن عاص، فقال: إني لاحيت أبي فأقسمت أني لا أدخل عليه ثلاثا، فإن رأيت أن تؤيني إليك حتى تمضي فعلت. قال: نعم. قال أنس: فكان عبد الله يحدث أنه بات معه تلك الثلاث الليالي فلم يرأه يقوم من الليل شيئا غير أنه إذا تعار تقلب على فراشه ذكر الله وكبر حتى يقيم للصلاة الفجر. قال عبد الله: غير أني لم أسمعه يقول إلا خيرا. فلما مضت الثلاث الليالي كدت أن أحتقر عمله، قلت: يا عبد الله، لم يكن بيني وبين أبي غضب ولا هجرة، ولكن سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لك ثلاث مرات: يطلع عليكم الآن رجل من أهل الجنة. فطلعت أنت ثلاث مرات، فأردت أن آوي إليك وأنظر ما عملك فأقتدي بك، فلم أرى علمك كبير عمل، فما الذي بلغ بك ما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: ما هو إلا ما رأيت. فلما وليت دعاني قال: ما هو إلا ما رأيت، غر أني لا أجد في نفسي لأحد من المسلمين غشا ولا أحسد أحدا على خير أعطاه الله إياه. قال عبد الله: هذه الذي بلغت بك. ورواه أبو يعلى والبزار بنحوه، وسمى الرجل المبهم سعدا. قال في آخره: قال سعد: ما هو إلا ما رأيت يا ابن أخي، إلا أني لم أبت ضاغنا على مسلم أو كلمة نحوها. قال الهيثمي: رجال أحمد الراج الصحيح، وكذلك أحد إسنائي البزار، إلا أن سياق الحديث لابن لهيعة. تهلل وجه أبي دجانة رضي الله عنه في مرضه. وأخرج ابن سعد عن زيد بن أسلم رضي الله عنه قال: دخل على أبي دجانة وهو مريض وكان وجهه يتهلل، فقيل له: ما لوجهك يتهلل؟ قال: ما من عملي شيء أوثق عندي من اثنين، أما أحدهما فكنت لا أتكلم فيما لا يعنيني، وأما الآخر فكان قلبي للمسلمين سليما. This is a chapter with regards to hating the sin and not hating the sinner. Abu Darda and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu prohibited people from speaking ill of the sinner. Ibn Asakir mentioned from Abu Qilabah that once Abu Darda radiallahu anhu passed by an individual, and this person had committed a sin, people started speaking ill of him and people were blemishing him. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to them that, tell me, if you find this person in a well, will you remove him from that well? Will you assist him? They said, why not? Most definitely you will assist him. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, do not speak ill of your brother, but in actual fact, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he saved you from that evil that your brother was involved in. Then they asked Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, oh Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, don't you hate this individual? So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, I hate his action. If he leaves his action, then most definitely I regard him as my brother. Imam Ahmad mentions from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, once we were sitting with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person from the inmates of Jannat will now come upon you, will enter the masjid. A person from Ansar, from amongst the Ansar, whose beard was dripping with water, and he had his shoes in his left hand, he entered the masjid. So the very next day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the same thing. That very individual entered on the second occasion, on the second day. When it was the third day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the same statement, that now a person from the inmates of Jannat is to come upon you. And that very individual, in that very condition, entered the masjid. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up after the majlis, Abdullah bin Amr bin Asr anhu said, I followed that individual. And in the other narration is mentioned, this individual, Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Asr anhu told him, Abdullah bin Amr bin Asr anhu told him that he made a story and he said, Inni lahaytu abi, I had a tiff with my father and I had taken an oath that I will not enter into the home of my father for 3 days. Can you please allow me to spend the 3 days with you? So that individual, most happily, he said, Naam, most definitely, you can stay with me. Anas anhu said, Abdullah radiallahu anhu mentioned that for 3 days I stayed with that individual and I looked at each and every action of his. To such an extent, I looked at even his amal of the night. And what I saw, what his habit was, whenever he got up at night, he would mention Allah, he make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would say takbir, and he would go back to sleep and he would stand up after that, he would get up for Salatul Fajr. So Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, and another thing that I noticed about him, that whatever he spoke statements that were good. So when 3 days had passed, and then Abdullah radiallahu anhu was saying that now I began undermining this person's actions. I said to him, O slave of Allah, O Sa'd, in actual fact, the reality was that there was no tiff between me and my father. And there was no problem between us. But I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying this statement about you on 3 occasions. That a person from the inmates of Jannat will come upon you. And on all 3 occasions, it was you that entered the masjid. So I intended to stay with you and see what was that special amal that you do because of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned this glad tidings with regards to you. And when I looked into your life after staying with you for 3 days, I didn't see anything extraordinary. What is that action because of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has praised you? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that you are from the inmates of Jannat. So Hazrat Sa'd anhu says that, Oh Abdullah, you have seen basically my actions for the day and my actions of the night. So now Abdullah decided to go away, to leave Hazrat Sa'd anhu. As he was leaving, Hazrat Sa'd anhu called him and he said, yes, it's what basically you saw, and there's one other action and one other quality that I have, that I don't find any enmity, I don't find any jealousy, any ill feelings in my heart for any individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with this quality, that لا أجد في نفسي لأحد من المسلمين غشا ولا أحسد أحدا على خير أعطاه الله إياه. There is no enmity in my heart, and no am I jealous of any individual with regards to any good that Allah has given him. So Abdullah mentions, it is because of this beautiful quality that Allah has blessed you with, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that you are from the inmates of Jannat. Next riwayat, Ibn Sa'd mentions from Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu, he said, once an individual came to visit Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu was ill and his face was shining. There was a glitter on his face. There was nur on his face. So he was asked, مَا لِوَجِكَ يَتَحَلَّلْ? How come your face is shining? On what accord? What action did you do? Or what good action do you have in your life because of which at this moment before your death, your face is shining? So he mentions that, yes, there are 2 actions which I have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because of these good actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me and Allah ta'ala will make my maghfirat. Amma ahaduhuma, as with regards to the first action, فَكُنْتُ لَأَتَكَلَّمُ فِيمَا لَا يَعْنِي. That in my whole life, I never spoke anything that was useless. I never speak لَا يَعْنِي. In my whole life, I never involved myself in layani. And the second quality that I have hope, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me because which for which inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered me into Jannah, فَكَانَ قَلْبِي لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ سَلِيمًا. My heart is pure when it comes to the believers. I don't have any enmity, any bad feelings, any ill feelings in my heart for any individual, for any believer. So respected brothers and elders, from these few narrations of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we see Sahaba radiallahu anhu, one of the qualities of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, كَانَ أَبَرُّهُمْ قُلُوبًا. Their hearts were pure. They had pure hearts. As Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatul Ali used to say, Ajib, you see, Allah Ta'ala wants from us that we have pure hearts. He used to explain it very beautifully. He said, Allah is Pak. Allah Pak here. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Pak. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is pure. Allah's Quran is Pak. Allah's Deen is Pak. And Allah only will take work. Allah sirf un nufus se kam lenge jo Pak hai. Allah Ta'ala will only take work from those hearts and those individuals whose hearts are pure. So Allah Ta'ala wants purity of heart. Purity of heart, firstly, when it comes to qalb salim, firstly, the heart has to be pure from kufr, from shirk, from connecting the heart to ghayrullah, and the heart has to be a pure heart, a sound heart, meaning there has to be connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, strong yaqeen, strong iman. With that, good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then being happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously with that, not having any enmity, any ill feelings when it comes to any believer. For the heart to be pure when it comes to any believer. Actual fact, to love each and every believer. To wish well for each and every believer. Not to have jealousy, not to have evil in our hearts for any believer. To love for the next person what we love for ourselves. To love for the next person what we love for ourselves. So this entails a pure heart. So through this effort of da'wat, our elders say that these amal of da'wat, basically the asbab of tarbiyat, and the asbab of hidayat, through these amal of da'wat, be it da'wat, be it ta'lim, be it zikr, be it ibadat, be it khidmat, all these amal of da'wat, Allah Ta'ala has kept great effect in it. If a person will do it, keeping himself at mind, at heart, most definitely Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make it such that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will purify his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify his heart from ghayrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify his heart when it comes to other individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify his heart. So very, very important all the time to check that heart of ours. We have to have a pure heart. Allah ta'ala wants a pure heart from us. Allah ta'ala wants that our heart be pure. Our elders mentioned, if shaitan has to whisper into our hearts and there's any enmity or any ill feelings that come into our hearts with regards to any individuals, then firstly make istighfar. Then with that, think about the good qualities of that individual. At least have in your heart that this person is a believer. Love him for the iman that he has in his heart. Love him for his iman. Then praise him in his absence. Then with that, our elders say, make dua for him. Take his name and make dua. Through these amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove any ill feelings that could come into the heart of any individual. We see this effort of da'wat, Allah Ta'ala has involved us in this effort of da'wat. This effort of da'wat, we do it collectively. And in doing it collectively, we are connected with people. All the time we are meeting with people. So very, very important that our hearts have to be clean with regards to people. Clean heart. Because if we do not have clean heart, then this will lead to many other evils. It will lead to ghibat, it will lead to backbiting, it will lead to slandering, it will lead to carrying tales. All stems from what? An evil heart. All stems from maladies of the heart. So it's very, very important that we cleanse our heart. This is Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Ali, when he used to make tasbih, you say Subhanallah. Basically, when you're making tasbih also, when you say Subhanallah, you should say that, think in your heart, think in your mind and heart. Say, oh Allah, to the extent that you are pure, I am impure. Oh Allah, to the barakat of Subhanallah, to the barakat of your name, purify my heart. Zikr also is one of the means of purifying one's heart. So, when a person's heart is purified, then accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take work from him. As you say in this effort of da'wat, work is not done, work is taken from individuals. Allah ta'ala looks at the heart of an individual. If there's firstly fikr for deen, as Mawla Ilyas sallallahu alayhi, firstly there was true fikr for the ummah in his heart. And with that, his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very strong. He had good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wanted good for each and every individual. Upon that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken great work from him. So accordingly, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take work, you see many people will be in the work. Many people will do the work. But it's not everyone that Allah ta'ala will take work from. Allah ta'ala will take work from certain individuals. Allah is looking at our hearts. Allah wants our hearts to be pure. Accordingly, if we have pure hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take work from us and Allah ta'ala will accept us. May Allah pak give me and all of us tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.